Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Jordan Love put it, he's definitely a player we need back addition. He didn't listen to Josh Jacobs, so is Goody going to listen to Jordan Love? Listen to Aaron Rodgers. Certainly doesn't listen to me. Does he listen to Jordan Love addition? The Dame is back for game two, and hope springs eternal in Milwaukee for an NBA championship. The only 1,426 more protein muffins for Tausch to eat before he's polished them all off edition. And the Feel Good Friday featuring our friend Mark Osiki and casting for kids. I feel like we've done that as long as he's done it. He's been on our show to talk about it. We look forward to that conversation with Oz, again, edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, still trying to figure out Facebook, but definitely YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, new, improved, free, no in-app purchases. It's all free, customizable. I'm using it for all my transcriptions now. Whenever we have a guest on the program that I need to double dip with, it is the ESPN Wisconsin app. Find it in the Android and Apple app stores.
The app transcribes conversations?
No, I listen, I type. That's how I transcribe.
There has to be something out there that transcribes for you now.
AI?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
it's not.
There's
some things. There's something on. You can record. Like if I call you later today, and want to talk strategy, or protein muffins, I can hit this little record button on the call now, and I can record it. I did this with Jeffrey from Celebrations Entertainment because he was helping me out with an eighth grade dance planning committee that I'm on, it's great. It was awesome. He's so great at what he does. Of course,
no,
the
we're not
committee
talking. We all know
much,
Jeffrey's
yeah,
great.
Jeffrey's the best.
What the hell are you? You're on an eighth grade dance team.
Did you volunteer? Did you get assigned?
No, I did. I'm the only dad on it, and quite frankly, I'm not sure my contributions have interested folks, but I feel like I've helped a little bit.
What are your
anyway? You can
request.
Is that a good
what are
fit?
Your contributions. It's not a good fit, but Jason, I appreciate Jason being involved in his kid's life.
I don't think. Do you feel like you know me well enough to say? I would think that all this time together, you would think I'd be great on a committee like that.
No.
I'm an idea man.
No, not on a.
I came up with the food idea. Yeah.
You don't know anything about music. What are you talking about?
I'm not the DJ.
What do you call Jeffrey about that?
There's a lot of planning that has to go into this sort of... By the way, I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studio.
It's an eighth grade dance. How, like, it's not that hard.
So they have a theme. It's called City Lights. And I was the one who said, well, if we're going to call it City Lights, what about like a New York City theme, right? Like in the city, right?
You're not in New York.
No, we're not.
Green Bay.
But I'm not sure we're limited to the greater Green Bay Metroplex as a concept. So we've got, I can't believe I have to justify myself.
Was there a vote on the City Lights theme, or did someone?
No.
That was mandated?
I was not involved. That decision was made before I joined the committee. So my suggestions were, from a decoration standpoint, we do some, like, you get some cardboard and we build some, like, city buildings. We get some lighting, like street lamps. And then I said, if we're going to, and you have to have food at an eighth grade dance. And my suggestion was not quite the same as, I hadn't heard about the trip to Tokyo and Hiroshima. So I didn't know that you could have, like, vending machines on the streets like you do in Japan. I said we need to have, like, New York street food. So you got a pretzel stand and a hot dog stand and a donut stand.
Pretzel in one hand and a Slurpee in the other.
Indeed. So that contribution was big. And then there was some talk about having one of the dads just play the DJ. And I had a great conversation with Jeffrey about what a horrendous idea that is, and that DJs actually are extremely valuable to the quality of your event. Now, does he have a biased opinion because he has
a
company that does
dance,
that?
Bro, this isn't like a wedding. It doesn't have to be pristine. Like, there should be some messiness.
I think I'm about
done.
Oh,
I'm just curious. Like, no, I mean,
by the way, I forgot to take my shirt back from yesterday's TV.
Yeah,
why don't you just hire Jeffrey to come in and do it then? If budget isn't an issue, bring Jeffrey
because
in.
Because
right?
He didn't have that date open.
Wow, this is a very, very nice school that you're at. You'd even entertain.
We didn't
Jeffrey.
Have food at our That's eighth great. Grade dances.
Yeah, who's getting food at an eighth grade dance?
We had like candy bars
Put it
you
from
could buy.
3 to 5 and. What kind of world? What do you got? Steak? You're going to have New York strip up there?
No, that's,
New York
that's
lobster
for partner
tails?
Lunches that I go on.
Shrimp cocktails.
With the heavily horseradish.
Tell you what, I got to send my kids to your school. Steak dinners and private DJ dances. Wow, that's nice. Dinners at an eighth grade dance.
No one said dinners.
You just said it.
No, we have food. Yeah. Like, if you're walking down the street in New York, you're not sitting down at the Carnegie Deli and having dinner. You're grab
not
and
yet.
Go.
Give you another week on this planning committee, you might be. You got the Rockettes coming in, for Pete's sake. You'll have
sick.
A live show of Wicked. All right, well, let's have Wicked come in for the first part, and then we'll have the Rockettes close this bad boy out. Maybe we'll get Jimmy Fallon to do a little comedy in between.
We didn't even have food in our homecoming dance in high school.
Dude, I've never heard of a high school dance having. Like, maybe somebody will order pizzas at the end of the night. But I've never heard of that. Like, typically, you do it like right after school, and then you do like a 2 or 3 hour thing, and everybody goes home and eats. Oh,
are you guys about? Are you guys about done?
No, I'm just amazed. Like, that is awesome that you have. You guys are at that place in your life. It's great.
So the worst part is that Sydney has her gymnastics season-ending band. So she won't even be able to attend most of the dance.
What?
She's going to go for a little while, go to her banquet. Oh, she had a great gymnastics season. And then she's going to come back. So
You're on the committee.
You get the date set up. Like, the whole part of doing that is obviously you want to be a part of your kid's life, blah, blah, blah. But you want to be organize it so it actually works.
Yeah.
You're on a committee that your own kid ain't even going to be able to make the dance to, and you're sitting there putting... God bless you, Jason Wilde. God bless you.
coordinating the pasta and salad for the eighth grade dance.
I'm trying to get a hot dog cart. That's my next goal with the umbrella and everything. That's really what I want to be the hot dog guy. All right. Well, this has been productive. I appreciate your input. It seems very sincere and helpful, so thank you for your service. And I don't have control over when they schedule the gymnastics banquet. That was scheduled after.
You can have control. Maybe you should be on the dance committee. You're not on the gymnastics committee.
Right,
you're
but
on the dance
was
committee.
Already scheduled. I
well,
can't
you
go
if
to the gymnastics gym and say, hey, you got
to
change the date.
I think you should have been on the gymnastics committee. It feels like a better fit.
You don't want – this sounds typical. You got old highfalutin Wildy, Packer beat guy, local celebrity, jumps in the last 10 minutes of the committee after they spent 3 months planning this.
Oh, no.
And then you're
not
bringing
true.
Up, we got to have this. We need a full course meal. We need the Rockettes. All those other people on the committee got to be like, who the hell invited this guy in?
They've
been planning all this. We were going to throw him some.
Invited me.
We were going to throw some popcorn at him. And next thing you know, we're bringing hot dog stands and Slurpees and pretzels and Jimmy Fallon and Lord knows what else. I don't get. Yeah.
We were at a basketball game. It was in between games. And a couple of the moms who have daughters that are teammates of Sid's said, hey, we're doing this dance committee, would you like to be involved? Now, it turns out it's not just the dance. It also entails this big picnic at the end of the school year and the graduation ceremony. So I didn't even know what I was signing up for.
Oh, my God.
It's like three committees in one, and I'm the only dad on it. Jana, thank you for your support.
Critical. Not being critical. I'm asking
yes, you
questions,
are.
Jana.
No. You're
how
not
is that being critical?
Questions. Come on.
You said he's bringing in the Rockettes.
You said I came in the last 10 minutes of the meeting and changed everything.
Saying that Jason's the guy that swoops in at the last minute after the committee's done all their work and wants to change
seems
everything.
Critical.
That did come across a bit critical. I got to play fair here. I would love to continue to talk about this, too, for the record. But
it's also accurate. I don't think the committee had any plans of putting together a big dinner for this eighth grade dance.
There's food stations like on a New York City street. No one is sitting down and trying to figure out which fork and which spoon to use in order.
I mean, if we really want to talk about critiquing.
Give you two more weeks with this committee and they will be.
The theme of city lights for a suburban Green Bay school. I don't know if that's a perfect fit either. I would have maybe reconsidered that before you even got into all the
again,
rest of this.
Some are arguing on this panel that I swooped in and changed everything. If I was really a swooper, wouldn't I have changed the theme entirely?
What would you have changed it to?
I didn't think about that because it had already been set.
Draft and develop.
We can call everyone's name up. We'll draft every one of the 250 kids in order and see who's the kid who ends up as Mr. Irrelevant. All right. This has been fun.
It has.
It really has.
And critical. And critical.
Very critical. Very, very critical.
Not very.
Pretty critical.
Somewhat critical.
I'm not going to listen to your input for the dance committee, and Goody is not going to listen to Jordan Love about keeping Jair Alexander. The only thing here that you should listen to and make sure you follow the important advice, we don't need protein muffins. That is not a New
it's
York City
old.
Street
it's
item,
old.
Dave.
Come on, Jesse.
The only advice you should heed right now is that you should check out Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and replace your windows with the best in the business.
Yes, indeed. And the draft at 6 days away. We'll know next week at this time who the G&G have picked. A lot of buzz about the NFL draft up in Green Bay, but you're not going to find any draft seeping through Pella's Windows and Doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick because right now you take advantage of no-interest financing options. Or you can get free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your home's unique decor through seamless customizations. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Jordan Love speaking out about Jair Alexander being on this roster. We'll talk about that after
is
Denise
that right?
says.
Denise and Madison? Is the eighth grade dance a big, big, big deal?
So I went, Denise and Madison texts in on the Carbless Talk and text line 844-770-3776. It's not an eighth grade dance. It's the eighth grade dance. Moving on, okay. Dessert dance, eighth grade formal, all part of graduation and heading to high school. Most schools do it. Thank you, Denise. Hmm. Thank you for your
Times
service.
Times have changed. Wow.
I'm not going to lie to you, Denise. I appreciate, instead of like Jana just attacking me, I appreciate some context. Max is not in that. He's got the graduation, that big O, and the big controversy from last about this time happened. There isn't this there. So thank you for informing me and giving me some context to what's going on. Jason didn't do that either. So I didn't know that this is some big blanking deal. I don't know that.
It's because I was too busy being attacked. But you were the one who was attacked, clearly,
Nobody was
by Jana. There was attacking.
Will you stop playing? Stop playing Johnny Victim. Like, come on.
Just make the theme
Don't
Under the Sea and let's go. Like,
Don't
run
be
it back.
JV.
That was another one
Dude,
of my
what?
Ideas that they put into use. I said, don't we need what? Posters around the school like in Back to the Future?
Yeah, for sure.
With the signs for the Enchantment Under the Sea now? Dance. Another useful tidbit that I shared. Now there's going to be posters all around school promoting the dance.
Things have changed so much. I'd imagine they just have a QR code you scan and you get all the info for the
why
dance right there.
Why is it Back to the Future? Is that something with New York City or what's
no,
the
did you,
what's
oh
the
my
background
Lord.
On that?
Did you, have you ever seen Back to the Future?
It's been a long time. So I don't.
So Marty goes back in time. He goes back to his high school where his parents are students with Doc Brown. Okay. And Doc Brown says there's a musical ceremonial ritual being held. And there's a big poster for the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. That's where they kiss for the first time. If they don't kiss, they don't fall in love. If they don't fall in love, they don't get married. And I'm history. You don't get nothing. None of this is ringing a bell.
So just wait a second. What does that have to do with New York City, though? That's the theme of the party.
Because we need posters like they had for that dance in 1955. In 2025, we need dance posters around the school to promote the dance the way the crew at the high school in 1955 promoted their dance that Marty's parents go to.
It's advertising, Tausch.
Yeah,
it's
like scan a QR code to get your bathroom renovated with Kohler services.
No, it doesn't have.
Yeah, what does it have to do with New York City, though? Because it's a themed party. If it was a Back to the Future party, I would agree.
A Back to the Future poster. We're putting up a City Lights poster with the information for this dance. We're not taking the theme from Back to the Future. We're taking the concept of promotional posters. From Back to the Future.
So it has nothing to do with Back to the Future.
Yes. I did this because I said I was critiquing the City Lights theme, which I still think is flawed. And I would have ran back because every school does Under the Sea as a theme at some point in a dance. So you've got all the decorations in storage somewhere. So I said just run it back with Under the Sea and bring that stuff out. That led Jason to talk about the posters, which led to the confusion.
I think obviously promoting the dance is a great idea. What I'm trying to understand is Marty McFly in New York City, and like that's the part I just wanted you guys to tie it together. And if you can't, that's no big deal. But I'm almost getting to be self-conscious that I can't ask questions because I want to learn, but I don't want to get Jan all after me
attacked.
About being critical.
You don't get attacked.
I want
Stop
to understand.
Johnny Victim.
Well, I'd all like right. to understand, Jason. Like I'd like to understand.
I'd like you to understand too.
Well, I'm not understanding.
I would just like to apologize to Tasha and Bonnie and Mari. Who else? Valerie. All the moms that are on this committee. You have done a phenomenal job. I missed the in-person meeting on Monday because I was at a track meet with Maddie.
Oh, my God. You weren't even there?
I'll be at the next meeting. Thank you for your service.
This guy sounds
swooper.
Like a nightmare. This guy's with a big swooper.
Thank you to everyone who's worked so hard on the committee. Chris, Mr. Heim, everyone's been fantastic. I'm
sounds
sorry
like nothing
if I've
got
been
done
a burden.
Before you got on this committee, though. No posters, no food, no music. Like, it sounds like if it wasn't for you, the kids would never have eaten, nothing would have been promoted, and there would have been some schlubby DJ dad that doesn't know what the hell he's doing and would have ruined this music. That is what I learned in the first 20 minutes of the show today.
Would have just been open gym.
More Wilde and Tausch next.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
While the 8th grade dance planning committee listened to my suggestions, and I am appreciative of it, I don't think Goody's got a whole lot of interest in what Jordan Love's got to say about Jair Alexander, just like he had no interest in what Josh Jacobs had to say about the team's need for a number one wide receiver. Yesterday on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, Jordan Love, from his vehicle, it appeared, discussed a variety of topics, including...
What do they do? How does he put the camera on that? Does he have somebody in the car, or does he put it up on the dash?
So my recollection was you were in a car at one point, and you had a little trouble setting up your iPad to do that exact thing.
No, but I was parked... So what happens, and this will be coming up in the near months as there's golf outings and functions we have to get to, I will be doing that again, but I'm not driving. I get to my location, I try to set up shop, and then, yeah, you guys give me grief about where I put the iPad and whatnot. I think I found a nice corner, like, in the windshield where I kind of pin it.
Sure.
And then you could see me in my Chevy Tahoe. But I ain't driving.
Was he you know? I don't think he was moving.
That's what I'm asking.
I think he was stationary when he was appearing. Yeah.
He's a responsible guy.
But I saw Kirk Herbstreit on McAfee. He was definitely driving. You could see the car moving. And I'm just wondering, I can't imagine that's safe, right?
No,
I just wanted to make sure that the Green Bay Packers star quarterback,
franchise quarterback,
is being responsible.
Yeah. I have a similar dilemma. For Monday, you will not be on the program. Gabe Neitzel will be in as our cousin sub of the day. But Goody is going to talk at noon at Lambeau Field. But as you may have heard, the NFL draft is coming to Lambeau Field and the Green Bay Metroplex. And apparently there's nowhere for me to do the show from. I can't get to my office because it's closed off for the players who are using the third locker room. Appreciate the Packers PR staff trying to help me out and figure something out, but the current option is to sit in my car in the parking lot until Goody starts. So we're working through that, but now I know that Jordan Love can do a show from his car in a parking lot, so I could do it too.
Do it at the Trio and then walk over. It's right there.
That's my next query. I believe our teammate Alex Strolf will be there. Or I might just do it from here in the show early. That works for a lot of other people on the program as well. So,
okay.
We'll figure something out. But
jump in this committee. Why don't you form a committee and let me swoop in, and I'll give you all kinds of different ideas that'll work.
Yeah, we'll be meeting on Monday. Would you like to swing by?
Perfect. Sounds great.
The swooper.
The
big swooper.
I love it when you call me big swooper. Jordan Love.
Yeah, that'll be one of the songs that's playing.
By one of the dads for free. Jordan Love spoke with Kay Adams. He was asked about that madman. That's the phrase that Kay used to describe Jair Alexander. And here is how that conversation went.
Defensively, what's going on with Jair? When's the last time you talked to that madman?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I need to reach out to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own own world going on. I'm gonna let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need to have around. So you know, we'll see what happens.
That's my guy right there. Don't know when the last time was I talked to him. I'm curious, as we've discussed on this program, Josh Jacobs goes to the Super Bowl and tells everyone with a microphone at Radio Row, Packers need a wide receiver. And I'm quoting Brian Gutekunst now when he was asked about these comments from Josh Jacobs at the Super Bowl. He said, that doesn't really move the needle for me. Does this move the needle for Goody that his quarterback, as opposed to Josh Jacobs, who's suggesting they need to bring someone from the outside in, the quarterback is saying we need to keep someone who's already on the team. In any way, does that move the needle for Goody?
No.
No. Agreed.
It doesn't. I don't know what the opposite of moving the needle would be, if it's like shoving a needle into your leg. I don't think that's – there is no needle moved. Goody's going to do what Goody does, and I think the Aaron Rodgers-ness of the last segments, the last 4 or 5 years, I was on board with not accommodating, but listening to and having conversations. I am now, as of the 18th of April, I heard these comments yesterday. Jordan Love is not in that position in his career, A. And B, there is no longer a time where a general manager in the NFL, NBA is going to be different in my mind, is going to take into account what a current player tells them about evaluating talent. There is no longer going to be a, well, listen to him and at least... I am all for at least faking having a conversation. And if it's a 50-50 in your mind as a GM, okay, I maybe will have a conversation. But the GMs need the GMs. I am no longer going to be on board with players jumping in and giving. They can give their opinion as public as they want. I love that, especially for our show. But as far as from an evaluation and from a scouting and front office standpoint, it will not move the needle at all for me anymore under any circumstances in the NFL.
Should it move the needle for Goody at all? Is it wrong for him to not give a damn what anybody says? Because this was the Rodgers thing.
Yeah, I want Jordan Love to like and support his teammates. And I think he said what he really means is Ja's got to handle his business. That's what the, I think, overarching thing is. And then I think now players have to be very careful, as Josh Jacobs found out. I think he got called into the principal's office, would be my guess.
I believe he did, indeed.
Jordan Love doesn't want to get called into the principal, but he wants to support his guys that he's played with. Mm-hmm. He's been with Ja for 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've been on the same – so you have a connection. Ja's played good football, so all of that stuff. And that's why you don't take that into account. It's a lesson learned for me as a analyst looking at how this all shakes itself out. You – quarterbacks can say, man, that guy's a real pain to go against. I'm more likely as a GM to say – hey, this guy's an unrestricted free agent. How is it you're prepping? What did you see when you played against him? More so than a guy that's on my team that I have a relationship with. So I'm going to still work through my process as far as what I think on GMs. But as far as your question, Jason, no. The needle should not be moved at all. It should be, what are you thinking about doing with Jair? What's your plan? You stick to your plan and let Jordan Love write a Instagram thank you note on his Instagram page for Ja's service to the team, and then we move on with our lives.
So do you believe that should be true for every GM?
Yes.
Like, so when we were having the conversations about Aaron Rodgers and his complaints about not being part of the process, and Joe Thomas came on our show and said he should be the general manager, he should add that to his title, you don't
How'd
think
that work out for us?
Well, they didn't do it. and Goody did exactly what we predicted at the time he would do, which is pretend to listen, threw him the one bone to get him back on the team when he needed him on the team, right? Let's be honest. He needed Aaron Rodgers to be the team's quarterback
when he was unhappy. Oh, yeah, I thought you meant he needed Randall Cobb. We did not
need Randall Cobb. No, he did not need Randall Cobb. That was his one, okay, if that's what it's going to take to get you back here, we'll reacquire him. But other than that, and so after Rodgers came back, and I remember talking to him in his locker and him talking about, I asked him about Moneyball, and he told the story about the guy that plays Pena, the actor that plays Pena, who gets traded to the Tigers, is a friend of his in L.A., and we were all pretending that Goody was listening to him, including Goody, but Goody wasn't listening to him. He didn't want any. He placated him, but he had no interest in anything he had to say. So it's not like Goody ever changed his philosophy on this. So he's been consistent to his credit. He kind of played the game a little bit with Rodgers, but he's not listening to Josh Jacobs. He's not listening to Jordan Love. Even if Jordan Love is right, even if they are better off if they still kept Jaire Alexander on the team, I don't think it's going to change his mind. That's the bottom line.
No, I don't. And now do you think, has your mind changed at all on player involvement with GMs?
No, it hasn't. I still think, I believe in collaboration. And I think the Mike McCarthyism of we can disagree but not be disagreeable, I think it's possible to do that. And I do think that if your players feel like their opinion matters and you are very honest about, look, just because you want Jaire on the team doesn't mean we're going to keep him, but I will take that into consideration because you're our leader. You're our starting quarterback. Our coach came out and said you need to be more vocal. You're now being vocal about keeping a guy on the team. I'm going to listen to you. But again, this is a little bit like the we're going to be in every conversation. Do fans care if Goody says we're going to be in every conversation? Just wait. Do fans care if Goody says he's going to be in every conversation if he doesn't get the player? Do players care to be told that their conversations are going to be meaningful and that they're going to be taken under consideration if ultimately the team doesn't do any of the things that the players suggest? Right? I don't know about that. I don't know the answer to that. But I know that if I was Jordan Love, I would appreciate a phone call from Goody on his drive home to his beer fridge after a long day where he says, Jordan, hey, I understand where you're coming from. You know, I'm not completely ruling out the possibility that Jaire can come back, but after what we've been through the last couple of years with him, I just don't think it's a good idea. I appreciate you sticking up for one of your teammates. I think that's good leadership. And I heard you, and I'm listening, but that doesn't mean that we're going to bring him back. But it does. I am listening to you, and I appreciate that you would stick up for him and suggest that we need him on the team. Because I agree, he's a good player when he's healthy. But I just don't know if we can trust him to be healthy. What would be wrong with that?
These are two totally different conversations, though, Jason. There's the keeping guys informed, your key players, and asking for input. Like, I'm all for keeping guys informed. I don't want to ask for input, though.
So
I'm done with that.
So in the Love draft pick thing, you would wholeheartedly 1,000,000% agree that he owed Aaron Rodgers a phone call so he didn't find out while doing McAfee's draft show that his replacement.
Yep. Yeah.
So that was wrong of Goody to not tell him.
I mean, I think it would have. I don't know if it would have changed any of the hard feelings, but I think it's a courtesy that was bestowed that Aaron should have probably gotten. Yes.
Okay.
But in the same respect, does that mean if you're drafting, there's not enough veterans on this team right now for me to even, if you're drafting a running back in the second round, do you have to call Josh Jacobs before and say, Josh, hey, this kid fell to us. We love him. We're bringing him in. No, I don't think you do. Now, Aaron, obviously, that's a different animal than where Josh is with the Packers. Mm-hmm. But that's where I'm curious, does that change our fans' opinions on this? Because that was always a hot-button topic with Rodgers. Should he be involved? Now, with Giannis, I want Giannis involved. Is that hypocritical of me? Probably, but I think basketball is a different sport than football. I don't want input as far as draft picks or current players. If I want input, I will come to you and say, hey, man, we have went against this cat. He's been in our division for 4 years. What do you see that we really like him, and I just want to see how difficult it is for you going against him, if it's a D lineman or if it's a corner. I don't mind those conversations. I don't necessarily think that we should be asking our quarterback if we should keep a defensive back that hasn't played a ton in 2 and 3 years because he's been around him for 5 years. I don't sense that that's where we should be going.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. I am curious now because, again, I am collaborative by nature, as evidenced by my position on the Swoopy. 8th grade dance committee.
Swoopy. I like it when they call me Big Swoopy.
Do you want a GM to have an open line of communication with his players that they can share their opinions and share their thoughts and that he actually takes them under advisement? He doesn't have to do everything they say, but do you want them to be part of the your big dog players, your Xavier McKinney? You're right. There's not many that you can list on here.
Yeah, there's
your franchise quarterback who's making $55 million a year.
Hey, Tucker Kraft, we love Ty Warren. You think we should bring him in?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is Tucker Kraft there? Probably not. But there have been years where they were. Kenny Clark. Is Kenny Clark deserving of being part of those conversations? Is Rashawn Gary? Like, part of the problem, which I will acknowledge, is who gets a voice? Who's got enough gravitas that they deserve to be listened to? Certainly Aaron Rodgers didn't even have enough in Goody's mind. 844-770-3776. If Goody's got to be like Brad Pitt in Moneyball and just not be connected to these guys because he's got to cut them, trade them, get rid of them, whatever, if that's what you believe, I want to hear that. If you want him to take what Jordan Love says on Kay Adams' show and give Jordan a call and say, hey, let me ask you this, Jordan. Why should we keep Jair? What's your argument for that?
Because he's a great player and he's still on the field.
Yeah.
That's what
I don't have any problem with that phone call.
I got a hunch. I know what Tuesday's article on Channel 3000 is going to be after you ask questions to Goody on Monday. Got a hunch.
Why don't you listen to your players? Well, you should listen to Tausch on this because he's finally followed in my very large footsteps and joined UW Credit Union.
I collaborated with Jason. We had long talks. And yes, I am a UW Credit Union member now. And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. Big Spring Showcase, partnered with UW Credit Union. Every student should be. People always ask me, OLT, why'd you join UW Credit Union? Is to keep your banking local? Well, yes, of course. Member for service? Yep. And they have great perks like early payday. And how do you say no to that cute little son of a gun, Bucky? Can't do it. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes us do crazy things, and this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get that Bucky card like I did, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
How do you say no to that cute son of a gun?
Can't do it.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Do you want Goody listening to people on his team? We'll talk about it more next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls and feel like it's a beautiful day.
To let it get away on the road. 844-770-3776. Now, it's interesting that we're having this conversation the day after. And look, I know there's many of you who do not want us to spend time on the previous quarterback. I did watch him on the McAfee show yesterday. And the idea that the team that basically did whatever he wanted, hiring Nathaniel Hackett, bringing in Cobb and Lazard and Tim Boyle, the new coach comes in, they have him fly across the country on his own dime,
he pointed out, not sure
I would have gone that way, especially after you said that money doesn't matter to you and you'll play for 10 M's. Flew across the country to be told we're going a different direction. He was pretty irritated about that, it would seem. I understand the irony of saying Jordan Love deserves to at least be heard in his opinion by Goody at the same time as the Jets were a complete blank show by letting Aaron Rodgers dictate what they did. I get that. Again, I'm not saying you give Jordan Love or any player what the Jets did for Rodgers. That's what Rodgers wanted, and it backfired spectacularly. All I'm saying is when you make people feel like they're part of the process, there is a value in that. That's all I'm saying. And I also like the fact that, and I think this is an important differentiation in this conversation, Jordan Love is saying, I want a guy that's already on our team to stay on our team. Josh Jacobs said, essentially, we don't have anybody good enough to be a number one wide receiver. We need to go get one. So we can see the difference in that. Those are two player opinions from high-profile players about roster decisions. But one is keeping an existing teammate. Another one gets you called to the principal's office because you basically said the guys you have on your team aren't good enough.
Yeah.
Can we all agree on those differentiations?
We can. And just so we're, you know, when we're asking questions and having people call into the Carbless Talk and Text line, you either on Wildy's side where you want player input, or I guess input, I do appreciate the collab, the conversation, but just like even with Rodgers, I said I don't want him breaking down who should be the guard on the Green Bay Packers football team. There are certain wideouts that he wanted or whatnot. He was at that point in his career. I have changed. No longer. NFL is you hire a GM and his staff to bring in the best players you can, mm-hmm. and players play. And if you want to inform players of what's going on, great. But not asking them, hey, we're thinking about bringing in Reggie from the Jets. What do you think about Reggie? I'm not interested in that.
Reggie, huh? Not yeah. Lenny? Whatever Reggie happened to Jenkins. Lenny? Lenny doesn't get any run at all anymore. Let's take a quick call, and then we'll get to more if we have them. 844-770-3776. Like Tausch said, what team are you on here? Do you want collaboration with your players? Not final decision or not overbearing influence, but collaboration? Or do you want them to essentially shut up and play, and I'll make the decisions from the personnel side. Start with Ron at Oak Creek. Ron, good morning. Thanks for holding on, buddy. What do you got?
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you taking the call. You guys got a wonderful show. You have many to choose from, and I choose Wildy and Tausch. Great show.
Yes.
I want input because if you value the people that work for you, you value their input. But I don't want decision-making. And I don't think it really mattered if we had told Mr. Rodgers that we were going to draft a quarterback or not. But I do want his input because I do value what he says, and I feel sorry for what he's gone through lately. But it's a new day. They get to go on these TV shows. They get to have podcasts. We're going to get their input whether we want it or not. It's just a new day. But, no, they don't need to make the decision. We take the input. We kind of listen to it. We roll it around in our minds, and we move on. But bosses are bosses, players are players, input is nice, but you don't make the call.
Ron, I'm just going to tell you this, and even had you not said all those nice things at the outset about our show, That was a great freaking call. That was so good. And I'm not just saying that. It honestly was.
So question, though, before
thank you for your input.
Before we move on, quick question for you.
My thank you for your input line in. Thank
yeah,
you.
It was a great call. Has the Aaron Rodgers saga, the way it played out, changed your mind at all about that thought process on input from players?
Are you asking me that, or are you asking our fans that? Both?
I'm asking Ron that.
I don't think the part with Rodgers didn't change my mind. He's a different cat. And so it wouldn't have mattered. I do want input. I do want people to think, because I've been an administrator and a boss for over 30 years, and you got to at least get their opinions and let the people think you care. But he's taking it to the nth degree. Some people you just can't satisfy, no matter what input you give them. You're never going to make them happy. I just pray for him and hope he does well. But I'm still an Aaron Rodgers fan. I just feel bad for him. I really
What a great addendum to an already great call. Do you have anything else you'd like to ask Ron before we let him go?
Hey, rack him.
Buck's going to win tomorrow, Ron.
No, I used to always before, hey, Jason, I appreciate the journalism in you. I appreciate the fact of the reporter in you, not the fan in you, and you stay to it. So, no, you guys do good work. I don't call often, but when I do, I just want to add it because I just think you guys do a great job. Have
all
a
right,
good
Ron,
day, great weekend.
Tausch is out on Monday. We'll schedule you for a cousin sub shift. We appreciate you a ton. Thank you.
I'll say this.
That was a
more
great
Ron
call.
Input I'm on board with.
Yeah,
I'm on board with more Ron input.
I love that, but here's the thing, and he made a great point also. I don't call in often. So if Ron was calling every single day and giving his opinion, as much as we loved Ron's call, you would get, if you were a boss, you'd be like, okay, I don't need opinions on what toilet paper to use in the bathroom. I don't want your opinion on everything. But what Ron does with our show is what players should probably do also if they have this conduit, right? Pick your spots, right? Isn't that another lesson to be taken from his call? I would argue that it is.
Yeah, I
so, would 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll get to more of your calls and texts coming up after Tausch tells us about Coors Light, which is always cool, refreshing, and good advice.
It is Coors Light Brew, the three-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sub responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
More of your thoughts next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Brewers baseball is back.
Bunting it up the first baseline. It's a good bunt. Racing home is done. He will score. Bryce Terang gets the job done.
Hear the sound of summer right here on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
In the YouTube comments. Boy, if you don't monitor those, you don't know what you're missing. What about on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776.
Dan in Alloway brings this one up on the text line. Why does it have to be Goody that a player shares their input with? Let's say Josh Jacobs talks to the West Coast scout and says, hey, I know Ashton Jeanty, and if he's sitting there at 23, you should strongly consider drafting him, sharpen up your report so Goody knows maybe there's a best player available. But seriously, consider picking up another running back, and this is the guy that will compliment me. Josh Jacobs says that to the scout, who can then share it to Goody, play the game a little bit. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't see players talking to scouts first. Like that's not how it works. Secondly, this is this is why this is such a, dare I say, nuanced conversation. Like the idea of discussing specific players, like I'm not saying Josh Jacobs knows a hell of a lot more football than I do. Okay? I'm not saying he and I are on the same plane. But compared to a scout who has scouted Ashton Gentry, who has been to Boise State's campus, who has been to practices and games and filed his report, Josh Jacobs doesn't know anything more than what he's seen on television, right? He's not going through that process. They have a process for a reason. That's how scouting works. Now, are they wrong sometimes? Yeah, right? I mean, if you were right, you would draft Tom Brady in the first round. Like, was it Bill Tobin that said, who said that? Somebody said that they would have drafted him in the first round. I just think that when we're talking about collaboration, and maybe it's phony, maybe I have to acknowledge that. The idea of having people's opinions be welcomed, even if you're not going to follow them, creates an environment where they feel, where you feel like they're invested and they care about what you think. Ultimately, you don't always have to do what they say, but maybe they do have insight that is useful. I'm not sure that example fits what I'm referring to, though.
So, yeah, I don't have any problem if Goody goes and asks a player, you know, from Wisconsin that's on his roster that played with Hunter Waller or played, like, that's just, that's mm-hmm. scouting. That's different. I just don't want the, hey, you need to bring this guy in. That I don't want. Or we need this guy. It's more of, if that's the tricky line that you toe here, is when you ask questions and you have that information kind of gathering, how far does that go? That's the, that really is where it's at. And when it's just about informing and having conversations and not the illusion of input, that's a tricky line that you have to go down. And watching how the last 5 years have went, both with watching the Randall Cobb saga and some of the other things play out, you need to have your decision makers make decisions because they're ultimately responsible for that. And if you don't believe me, ask Joe Douglas, because he's open for work right now.
Charles in Brookfield on the text line, Carbless talking text line, lists is more, says, I've noticed, especially in the NBA, when the players call the shots, it usually never works out. A great example would be the Nets team with Harden mm-hmm. and Irving and Durant wanted to run the show. It got them nowhere. The teams that are winning championships are the teams that let the coach call the shots and the GM make the decisions. Examples being Boston and Denver. Denver just got rid of both of them.
Denver, everybody got fired. So,
but you were agreeing up until the very last word of the text.
So, yeah, I guess, no, my point is, yeah, there is no doubt. And you look at what Phoenix is going through. That's a complete debacle. That's mm-hmm. that might be more a Kevin Durant situation. And LeBron James, kudos to him, he'd been a hell of a GM. LeBron James has been one of the best GMs you're ever going to find. So there are some guys that it's worked for.
He got Luka Doncic for next to nothing.
NBA is different than the NFL. NBA, if John Horst wants to listen and adhere to what Giannis is saying, I want Giannis here as long as possible. And the Bucks are a relevant franchise as long as Giannis is here. When and if that day comes that he's traded, what do I want Giannis to determine, hey, I think you should get 5 first-round picks? No, then John Horst got to go do what he needs to go do. And when you're in that position, NBA is different than the NFL. Great examples by Charles there. Great examples. NFL, just a different animal. I am now, collaborate all you want, but I am going to, if I am Brian Gutekunst, I'm doing what I think is best for this. He doesn't even take collaboration from Matt LaFleur. Why the hell is he going to take collaboration from a second-year starting quarterback?
He definitely listens to his staff. Again, yes. I don't know. There is a difference of opinion in the YouTube comments on who else Goody might listen to. look, the people I talk to indicate that there is not that level of collaboration outside the scouting staff, which, again, that's how he wants to run the team. I'm not criticizing that. We're just having a conversation about whether or not when players want to be part of the conversation, if that's okay or not. And what you're saying about Giannis, I don't know what kind of GM Giannis would be. It would appear that when he's been involved in the hiring process, it's kind of hit or miss.
Thanasis would be on the team. What's his other brother's name?
Daryl? I don't know.
Costas.
So there'd be three. That's three roster spots I feel very certain will be there if Giannis is the GM. And my guess is Chris Middleton would still be on the team. That's why I, even with NBA guys, it's a little bit different, but the end result, collaboration, yes, input, no. So can you actually collaborate without having any input?
Definitely not.
Collaboration, does that mean input, or does that mean listening, give your thoughts, and then, hey,
and have it
you wipe
maybe
your hands and you move on with your life.
And if it influences you, great. Yeah, I don't know. What I do know is that when it comes to being it,
I don't know. Great drop.
It's 10:09, bro.
Dude, can I not laugh? Am I not allowed to laugh now? I thought it was really funny. And you know what's not? Well, life is busy.
You know what's
Jason.
Funny? I know it's Tausch standing in front of all the hot food at Quick Trip in a chicken costume.
That is funny.
Now that's funny.
It is funny. It's like a clown. Quick Trip gets it, whether you're craving a fresh coffee, tasty bakery treat, quick grab-and-go meal, or a snack. Quick Trip is your go-to. They have those great apps. Believe that's in my little app this month. You get back to the $2.99 apps. That's a beautiful thing. I'm a mozzie stick guy. You got the mini tacos. You got everything that you're looking for. And ice cream, Nature's Touch ice cream. You get a gallon. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip. There's nothing like a bad. You can get everything there. And right now it's only $4.99 for that gallon. You can also get Nature's Touch milk for $2.99. Put it on some of that cereal that you love. Breakfast sausage links, $2.49. Big old bag of soup, rainy, crummy day out. Get that bag of soup on Tuesday and get it for $6.99. Head on over, fuel your day with quality taste. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. Rewards at every visit. Plus, you can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
We'll see you in the 10 o'clock hour. It starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.